This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Swung a marsh to left field deep. Fan going back, looking up. He will watch it fly. And a miraculous comeback by the A's in the ninth is kept by Matt Chapman's three-run home run. And the A's have won the game. And the final is 5-4.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. The great Bill King worked for the Hall of Famer Al Davis. And Ken Korak, what would Al Davis always say?
He would say that just win it, baby.
Just win, baby. I mean, at this point, 17 left now. Was the game pretty? Was the game long? It's like you don't care anymore. It's like, just get this thing to the house and live another day.
Which is what they did. It was arduous, that's for sure. Man, it's crazy. 4 hours and 2 minutes. And, you know, there were a lot of things that went wrong, but it was a really positive game for the A's offense, Chris. And I thought that's one of the things that if the A's don't make it to the postseason, it would be kind of a shame from the standpoint that offensively, they're doing a nice job right now. I mean, they've had their games where they haven't scored much. I mean, Sunday's game wasn't so hot. But, you know, they've really done a good job with this new offensive club and with Harrison leading off. And obviously, Marte has been phenomenal. And Tony Kemp's done a great job near the bottom of the order. Elvis is getting hot now. And even Chris Davis pitched in with an RBI coming off the bench. So that's a pretty good offensive team right now.
No doubt. And let's go over some highlights because Harrison, right here in the fifth inning, this guy's driving in runs.
1-1 is the count. Ready now, here's the pitch, and Josh reaches for it, sends a base hit to right. That'll score Brown. Here's Gomes around third. He comes to the plate, and he scores as Kemp goes from first to third. And Josh Harrison with a line drive base hit through the right side has given the A's an 8-4 lead.
And then he did it again in the seventh.
As a left-hander begins to loosen up in the Royals' bullpen. Fastball stroke through the right side. It's going to get a run home as Kemp crosses the plate. Up to second and holding there is Elvis. An RBI single for Jay Hay. It's a 3-RBI night for the A's leadoff man, and it is 9-5 Oakland.
You know, the thing about him, Ken, is he plays with such great joy.
He does. He loves to play. There's a lot of energy, and he's led off now in 16 straight games, and I'm sure he'll be there tomorrow. And tomorrow's one of those sleep-fast games because a quick turnaround, nobody's going to get a whole lot of sleep. And he's the kind of guy you really like in those day games after night games, Chris. I think that guys like him can be critical when the A's are, you know, facing a quick turnaround and a warm day tomorrow in Kansas City.
And then Marte in the seventh inning, he ripped this back up the box.
Swinging a ground ball, base hit up the middle, and that's going to bring home Andrus. Jay Hay all the way to third base, into second base with the double. Now Jay Hay's trying to score. The throw home not in time. He kept the pressure on. He's in, and Marte drives in a couple, and the A's are extending things now to 11-5. Marte with the hustle of Jay Hay on Oliveras, getting an extra run home behind Elvis Andrus.
And at this point, you think, okay, this thing's going to be a blowout. Thank God Chris Davis did this also in the seventh.
Rocking back and forth from the right side, awaits the pitch, 1-0, and hit down the right side in the corner. It's going to drop for a base hit. Dozier has to play it back in. Around third is Marte, and the A's add on, make it a dozen. As Chris Davis goes the other way with an RBI single, and it's 12-5 Oakland.
17th hit, which is a season high. Good job of hitting by Chris. It's taking that the other way.
Little did we know, Ken, that after that four spot, Kansas City would put up one in the seventh, three in the eighth, another one in the ninth, and would have the bases juiced in the ninth inning. Wow, this was a wild game, there's no question.
It was a grinder. They had the tying run at second base in the ninth. And Nicky Lopez is up, and I wasn't upset that he wound up walking. It was one of those unintentional, intentional walks. He gets to first. Yeah, you walk. He's the winning run on base. But, you know, I really felt that the A's were much better off facing O'Hearn there than Lopez, and that worked out for the A's.
Yeah, they hit it back up the box at Chafe, and you're like, oh, please just make this play.
Yeah, he threw a lot of pitches, too, and that's one of the things. You want an orderly, nice, you know, kind of smooth ride down the stretch when you've got a big lead. You don't want to have Chafe have to come in and throw as many pitches as he did, Chris. He, you know, he got the save. They had to use him, but, you know, the A's are playing a lot of games. They have one day off left in the season, and so when you have a huge lead and, you know, they just haven't been closing games out lately, obviously. But, you know, you don't want to have to use all your guys. And they wound up using Chafin. And, you know, that might cost them a chance to use him at some point in the next couple of days as well.
Yeah, just the reality is I got to get today and I'll worry about tomorrow. I mean, that's just where you are in the season.
For sure. You got to nail down every game you have a chance to win.
Well, you have a safe drive, sleep fast, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
The great Ken Korak. The number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Hey, here's the reality. I don't care. I don't care how they get it done. Just get it done. And you got to do everything you can today to be alive for tomorrow. And that's where this team's got to be. Like, I can't worry about tomorrow. I got to win today. Because every single time you lose now, you're basically done. I mean, you're seven back in the division. What are they in the wild card? Is it with three and a half? They're 3.5 in the wild card. You can't lose. Yankees have now won 3 in a row. Boston's won 2 in a row. Toronto's been hot. And look at Seattle. Seattle's lost a couple, and then now they're really in trouble. And something's going to give in these next seven games between the Mariners and the A's. I mean, you can separate yourself from the Mariners big time. You got seven games with them. How's this story going to be written? How will the A's finish? I mean, this bullpen reminds me of my Volkswagen Bug back in the day. I had a 1972 Volkswagen Bug. And at the very end, man, that thing limped to the finish line. And that's what this bullpen looks like. Can these guys hold it together for 17 more games? We will see. Your phone calls up next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage. From player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
This is A's Clubhouse.
You know, it would be so interesting if you could get, like, some serious honesty from guys down the bullpen. Like, how are you guys feeling down there right now? What is it like? Because every guy comes in and every guy is shaky. And I know I was on here going, hey, chafing this, chafing that. I mean, he's even lately. I mean, they're coming in. Trevino gave you two innings, but he gave up a run. Diekman, three runs. Chafin, a run. It could have been a lot worse. I don't know. I don't know what to say for Bob Melvin. Do you trust any of these guys? Is there anybody? Has Guerra become the most reliable? I mean, I don't even know. Who's reliable? Let's go to Gene in Oakland. Gene, lead us off tonight here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, Tony. So, how's your fastball and your changeup these days?
You know, I was thinking about that, and I'm like, you know what? If they're going to run out guys throwing 85, I mean, give me a couple weeks. I mean, I'll take less money.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, to follow up on your analogy about your old 72 bug, I mean, I bet your bug was leaking a lot of oil towards the end, which is what all this entire pitching staff's doing. It's not just the relievers, it's the starters, too. I'm trying to remember. I mean, I've been watching baseball since the late 50s. I can't remember, like, a total meltdown of an entire pitching staff at the end of a season. I'm trying to figure out what the heck is causing this. I mean, the only common thread would be, I guess, fatigue. But, you know, why fatigue? Would it be because they had such a short season last year or because they've thrown a hell of a lot more pitches than other teams this year? I mean, what do you think? I don't know what's going on. But
I don't either. I mean, it's just to watch these guys the way it's ending. I mean, it's who can you really trust? I mean, you know, Manaea had a couple good starts, and you're like, okay, he's back. And then you get what you got today. Frankie Montas, we were like, oh, my God, Frankie's been amazing. Then you got what you got from him yesterday. It's just
I
don't know who Bob or Emo can trust on this staff. It's just a reality.
Right. The best pitcher right now is Deolis Guerra, for Christ's sake. I mean,
and oh, by the way, it's like every team is dealing with this.
I know. So I was just wondering, you know, if it has something to do with, I don't know, the end of spin rate or what people are, you know, batters just grinding out and forcing pitching staff to throw more pitches. I don't know. It'd be interesting to look into it, you know, because this is strange. You're seeing a lot of football scores these days. And I don't know how else you explain it. Unless
I'm not, you know what I'm not buying? I'm not buying the shortened season from last year. Because I think physically that should have helped you, right? Less wear and tear on the arm. You played a couple months. You got X amount of starts. Then you got a full off season. Then you did spring training. I'm not buying the shortened season theory. I know some people are trying to sell that. I'm not buying that.
I'm just groping for answers, Tony. I mean, I just don't understand it. We had a, you know, a really solid, if not exceptional, you know, pitching staff, just what, three of them got a good young team, and it looks like they got a lot of good young hitters there, but they're not the 27 Yankees, for Christ's sake. I mean,
the scary thing is, look what we're saying about pitching, and our starters have pitched the most innings in baseball. Think about that.
Well, there you go.
What are they talking about on other shows? If we're panicking about our pitching, what do you think other postgame shows are doing? Like, I can't even imagine.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Well, I do have one theory, and thanks for the phone call. The theory that I have is that front offices are doing a disservice to pitching. And saw it the other night. A kid for the San Jose Giants in low A is cruising. And they took him out in the fourth inning. Why? And that's what they do. And it's every team. All these teams are babying these arms. And so these guys are not learning how to pitch deep into games. I mean, you see it at the big league level. You see it all the way through. Triple A, double A, high A, low A, you name it. I don't know why they're babying all these arms the way they do. Like, we're gonna play our best players less. When did that strategy ever become a good strategy? No, I didn't go to an Ivy League school, and I'm not as smart as a lot of these guys that have these jobs in these front offices. But I do know this. When did it become better for your best players to not play as much? What are you saving them for? Do you think that you're going to allow a kid only, I don't know, 60 pitches or whatever it is as he comes up through the ranks and then all of a sudden he's going to get to the big leagues and he's completing games? He's not learning how to complete games at the professional level. You got guys who pitch more in college than they do when they get drafted. How crazy is that? You got guys that their coaches in college are going to let them go 8-9 innings, and then they get into the minor leagues and they go, nope, you can't go more than 4. What are you training these athletes to do? They're not sprinters. Starting pitchers aren't sprinters. They're not supposed to just go hell on wheels, I'll give you everything I got for a couple innings. They're supposed to learn how to pitch, learn how to get out of trouble, go deep into games. That's what starting pitchers are. And really what you're seeing is the game's going to have to figure this out, okay? The game's going to have to, you know, you hear of a positionless staff where everybody comes to the ballpark, you'd be ready to throw. No one's designated anything. You're not a designated starter. You're not a closer. You're not a middle guy. Just you show up every day, be ready to throw. People have talked about that. And is it good for the game? I don't know. I just know this. When the A's, and I'm not going to talk about the 29 other teams, when the A's pitchers go deeper in games, starters, their record's better. That's simple data right there. The number's 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
This is Chris Townsend for my favorite golf course in the Bay Area, Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Tucked in the beautiful hills of San Jose, Cinnabar Hills offers the finest 27 holes of championship golf in Silicon Valley. Come see the amazing new renovated clubhouse and restaurant, plus patio dining with the most breathtaking views. Cinnabar Hills is far more than a golf course, one of the premier places in the Bay Area to host weddings and any type of events. There's no golf experience like Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Go to CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
How about a second encore? The A's host their final fireworks show of the season on Friday, September 24th, following the A's matchup against the Houston Astros.
And Tony drills one down the right field line. If it's fair, it's got a chance. It's gone!
After the game, fans are invited to sit on the field to enjoy a 90s and 2000s pop-themed fireworks show. Don't miss the last Friday game of the regular season. Kick off your weekend with a bang by purchasing your fireworks tickets at athletics.com.
And they're loving it at the Coliseum.
Listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. By the way, I have actually asked multiple orthopedic surgeons, is there any science? You know, ever since COVID, we like to talk about the science. Is there any science out there about how much a guy pitches and will it hurt him or not? And the answer is no. You can't tell me that I throw guys for only, I'm just going to throw a random number out there, 60 pitches, and that he's going to be safer than if he throws 80 pitches. Or if I say the number's 80, is he safer if he only throws, or if he throws, is he more at risk at 100? They can't give you that. There's going to be nobody on record that will tell you that. That's why I've asked. Where did we get to this point to where we said 100 pitches was the danger zone? Like, literally, people start to panic. Oh, my God, he's at 95 pitches. You got to get him out. When did we get to that? And why? I would love to have somebody with a medical background explain to me why people in baseball are panicked when a pitcher gets to 100 pitches? What's the science behind that? The answer is there is no science behind that. Somebody came up with it, and everybody's following it. It just doesn't make sense. And the game's not better for it. You know, your starters are your best pitchers, and you now want them to throw less? And the other thing that drives me nuts is it's not like anybody's going to stay here for their entire career. So what are you saving them for? Somebody else? Let's go to Greg in San Luis Obispo. Greg, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Tony, what's cracking, brother? Just win, baby.
Just win.
Well, you know, you want a perfect example of bad pitching? Just watch tonight's game. You know, I don't care if it's the A's side, the Royals side, starters, relievers. I mean, you want to show kids bad pitching? That would be the game to show them. And you give the offense credit, you know, like you and Kenny were talking about. It's really going to be a shame if for some reason we don't limp into the playoffs because the offense has been so good. It'd be a shame to kind of just, you know, throw that to the trash because the pitching is broken down so much because the offense has been so good. But, you know, never did I thought I'd see the day when you're looking at 12 on a 12 spot. You're saying that's not enough, boys. Keep tacking on. And when they didn't tack on, I said, here we go again.
Here we go again. And you tell me if 8 hours of baseball in 2 days is a good product. I'm going to tell you it's not.
It's not, but, you know, for baseball lifers like me and you, I don't mind watching a four-hour game. I get your point. If we play a four-hour game and we lose, then I'm really pissed. But, you know, guys that love the game, I love the game inside the game that we always talk about, you know, being a big, you know, baseball lifer myself. But to your point, yes, 4 hours, you know, that's stretching it. You're not going to get an argument out of me for that. But
hey, if you go extra innings, I understand. But the A's and the Royals – a team, the Royals, that are done and they're out of it. In two straight days, they've played 8 hours of baseball. Two straight, and neither game went into extra innings. What are we talking about here?
And it just adds more, you know, more checks in the negative section for this bullpen. I mean, like Gene said, we're not playing the 27 Yankees here. This is the Kansas City, you know, Triple A Royals. I mean, It's I'm dumbfounded because I can't remember a time where every guy in the bullpen was terrible. I mean, there's, again, Chafin, you know, I don't think Chafin coming over from Chicago thought he was going to be thrust in the position of two innings of being a closer. You know, I thought he was, you know, he's probably hoping to kind of come over, fit right in, find a little seventh inning niche, maybe a setup guy at the best. But all of a sudden Chafin is just thrown in the fire with a bunch of guys in the bullpen that are just terrible. And, you know, he's, like you said, he's been shaky lately. And,
have you seen, like, the numbers today for Kansas City? These are the guys, this is the ERAs of the guys that came in for Kansas City. 6.17, 5.47, 5.17. You start to wonder, and we brought this up a while back, like, how many guys are using the spider tack? How many guys were using this stuff, and then what were their ERAs going to be like once they couldn't use it anymore? I think you're kind of starting to see around baseball, like, how much this has truly affected pitchers.
You know, there's a lot of theories out there, and that's one that, you know, I might buy into because, like you said, we're not the only team that's going through this right now. You see that log jam with, you know, with the Yankees and the Sox, and you know, I would venture to say that the A's are being an A's fan, I might be a little, you know, biased with this opinion, but I think the A's might be the worst when it comes to just lately, just blowing the big leads and such. But it's funny, after the game, you see Olsen and Harrison kind of, you know, meet at the middle, and they were like laughing, like almost dusting the sweat off, because they just expect this now. They just expect to we might score 10 or 11, but we might give up 12 or 13. And if we can get away with just giving up 9 and let's just get out of here, it's the skin of our team. I mean, they were like literally laughing because, you know, they're thinking like, we almost did it. We tried.
Oh,
our bullpen tried to blow it.
They know. Everybody knows. Like, and thank you, Greg. Everybody knows. There's no secret. Like, when you're on a team, you know, if we feel it, you know they feel it. Trust me. I've been in clubhouses and locker rooms for many, many years. And no matter what the sport, when you know something's bad with your team or something's not going good, everybody knows it. It's the other team knows it. There's no secrets. Let's go to Warrior in Stockton. Warrior, you're all over the place these days.
Yeah, I am. I'm at the Ports game. We're about to watch them give up a 4-run lead in the ninth inning. It's just horrible. If you guys are looking for help down in Stockton, there is none. I haven't seen Pusen all season. Of the 10 games I've been to, I've seen them once. And the Ports just made an error, and now it's tied up. So it's been like this all season long. The only buddy down here outside of Tyler, and I guess they called him up, or maybe he's injured reserve.
He's injured.
Is Zach Geloff at third? But
Commander Cody and I went to the San Jose Giants Stockton Ports game, and that third baseman, he's impressive. I think he's got a future.
They're 20 games behind the team in front of them. They're in last place. But anyway, it's just, I'm watching my phone, watching the A's game at the same time. And I called the fire department because I think Tony Romo's been committing arson. But there's nothing left. I mean, this, you know, Leighton pitching, running up the pitch counts and all that. And it's sad to see the Athletics wasting such good athletic talent. And I 100% agree with you on the pitch counts. Let these guys get up to 110, 115 at least. I mean, I can remember Nolan Ryan throwing 133 pitch complete games, and him not being affected a long career. Anyway, Townie, I'll let you go and take care of the other callers.
Right,
I just wanted to let you know my scouting report, and I've seen the future, and it's very dark.
I know what you're saying. I saw him recently also. But I just don't understand how you're not training your athletes correctly. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, you'd want your guys to learn how to pitch and go deep into games. Maybe the whole Tommy John, this era of Tommy John has scared everybody. But I don't know how you get better by playing less. Like, what sport? Like, what sport do they say, you know what? We want less is more. It's just, you don't see it. A starting quarterback plays every single offensive down. Golfers pound range balls all day long. Guys in the NBA, guys in college and basketball, they play the most minutes. How have we gotten to a point to where we believe that playing less will be better for our athletes? I don't know. I mean, they're smart. These are smart people making these decisions. It's just, I'm not buying it. Let's go to Joe in Monterey. Joe, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Yeah, Tony, you stole my thunder. I was thinking about that while I was waiting. The Tommy John thing, does that have people scared where they don't want to throw them over 100 pitches? And, man, when I watch a baseball game, so much different than 7-8 years ago, because I'm looking at the score, I'm looking at the inning, and I'm looking at the pitch count box.
Yes.
And then,
why?
You know,
we've been ingrained. It's like, stop counting all these pitches. I don't care how many pitches this guy's gone. He's gone 20 pitches. Like, 20 pitches? You really think 20 pitches is a lot of pitches?
Yeah, and that's what they say, 15 an inning, that'll get you. But, man, the way it is now, like, when Manaea's pitch count, I go, man, he won't even get through five. I was surprised he got through five because he was over 100 pitches. I go, they're going to pull him. And then I go, and then when you go to the bullpen, and that's what the bullpen starter, man, all you need is one pitcher to be off his game and give up four or five runs, and you've lost that game. When you have to count on so many different pitchers, let the guy go. What is better for you, Frankie Montas throwing pitch 87, 88, 89, or bringing a guy from the bullpen to throw? You know, what's more effective for you? Let him throw. I watched a game the other day. I watched the Marlins, and they let Sandy Alcantara throw 115 pitches. We can't have a guy go over 100 pitches, 110 pitches. I don't know. It's crazy. And another caller said earlier, I've never seen a pitching staff completely, everybody from starters to relievers. Just, and I've been watching the A's since 1971. I've never seen it where everybody, and I'm watching it was 12 to 5, and I'm texting with a friend of mine who's a Giants fan. I go, 12 runs, you think it'll be enough? And he texts me back, I wouldn't bet on it. I go, shoot. And then when they had two shots with the tying runs and scoring position in the ninth inning, it was mad. You know, they did the Roberto Clemente, they do Jackie Robinson 42. I think the A's bullpen should all have number 26 and have full pack written on the back of their jerseys, because I imagine it's just like Earl Weaver back in 79 when Don Stanhouse came in the game. He smoked a full pack of cigarettes, you know, just when guys are getting on base, and it's just crazy, you know.
Well, appreciate the phone call. You take care. I wish a starting pitcher would just say, no, enough's enough. This is my game, and I'm not coming out. What do you think a manager would do? What do you think a front office would do? I think these guys are you need to be in control of your career. It's your career. And if someone wants to pull you after five, I mean, what if you stood up for yourself and said, no, I'm not coming out. This is my game. And we would catch it with the cameras. We would see it in the dugout. The manager would have to answer in the post-game show. And what if you became one of these guys, like, I'm not coming out. I'm not coming out. You're not taking the – and make it an issue. Because all of a sudden now, if you have a – you know, it's like Jacob deGrom for me. Jacob deGrom, it's like, bro, you've got like a Hall of Fame kind of track going, and you're allowing these guys to take you out in the fifth or the sixth, you're Jacob deGrom. I mean, Ray Fosse will tell you, Gaylord Perry wasn't coming out. When you wanted to take him out, he wasn't coming out. And he would tell that pitching coach or that manager to stuff it and go back in the dugout. Are these guys doing that these days? I mean, this is your career. You even though you work for a team, you're an employee of one of 30 teams in Major League Baseball, you still, it's your career. Because these guys are really like independent contractors. I mean, you have the right to stand up for yourself. These guys come out way too early for me. And once again, where is the science that says 100 pitches is the boogeyman? Let's go to Howard in Modesto. Howard, you are on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
A's got to win. I'm feeling a little better tonight.
I am too, but I couldn't agree with you more about this mess with the pitching staff. I couldn't agree with you more. I've been saying it years and years and years. I feel Melvin, he's a good manager. I feel he pulls his pitchers a little too fast. If you have your starting pitcher get on in the bottom of the fifth, if you're away and he gets two guys on, that's his mess. Give him a chance to make it up. It's not fair to him as a man to put in a relief pitcher, because the relief pitcher is not responsible for those runs. I think he pulls them too fast.
Well, you know, it's something that's going on in baseball, and I think to myself, you throw once every 5 days. I mean, how do you want to play? You play once every 5 days, and you're only playing half the game. How could you like that as a player? And thank you for the phone call, because we got to get to – we have Vince with Josh Harrison. I mean, just think about that. You play once every 5 days, and some of these guys maybe play half the game. How could you like that? That just seems so annoying to me. And then as a reliever, How would you not want to be in as many games as possible? Give me the ball. Let's go. It's unbelievable. Here is Vince Catronio with Josh Harrison after the game.
The A's victorious 12-10, 4 hours and 2 minutes. Josh Harrison joining us. Look, a win is a win, right, Jay Hay? I mean, it's not pretty. It's right now you're looking to survive. And how do you walk off that field with the high fives and the sense of we got one? Let's try to keep it going after what was somewhat of a rather elongated night of baseball in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, the past two nights have definitely been long. But, you know, walking off the field tonight with the victory was, I don't want to say a sense of relief. It was more of, all right, cool, we get to get off our feet. We won this game. Let's enjoy it. But at the same time, everybody sleep fast. Let's come back tomorrow. We got an opportunity to win a series, and that's all you can ask for. You know, we're coming down to crunch time. We got to take every game for what it is. Not want to dwell on the past or, you know, look too much into the future. We know what's at stake. We know what's, you know, in the palm of our hands. We got to show up, bring it every day.
22 runs and 35 hits. So there was a lot going on. However, one of the key moments was when you started the double play in the fourth inning that ended that inning. It happened so fast. You've got so many decisions that are in your head before the pitch and as the play is ongoing. Can you slow it down for us and tell me what was happening when the ball was hit in your direction?
Ball was hit fairly well. It was first and third. Oliveras can run. So I was protecting, you know, like a safety squeeze. And I knew it was one out. Tough guy to double off, but I know a hard hit ball, we have an opportunity. And it was hit to my right. I had to spin around. And in my mind, I knew if I got it to second, we returned in a double play, but I knew any indecision, I should go home. And I fielded it cleanly and spun and threw to second. And I mean, hats off to Tony Kemp. He actually picked the tough hop and finished the double play, which was a big, big, big double play for us in that situation. But, you know, more than anything, I knew I had to protect the safety squeeze, but he hit a ball hard. And I knew, given the speed of the ball, that even as fast as he is, you know, it was a great ball to turn a double play on. And Tony finished the rest.
You've been batting leadoff for the A's now for the better part of 2 weeks. And recently now you've not only been batting leadoff, you've been driving in runs. You drove in seven in the past few days. And I know that number with runners in scoring position with the A's was not going that well for you. But what have you simplified here recently that's allowed you to get back to being Josh in those situations?
Just getting back to being me. Baseball, it's a tough game. You go through, as I mentioned, ebbs and flows. You have it one day, you come back the next day. You don't know where it went, but our job is to, you know, continue to grind every day and show up. And, you know, it's been no secret that it's been a wild year for me, you know, starting in D.C., being traded over here. But, you know, it's grind time. I thrive in these situations. It's been 6 years since I've been in the playoffs. And regardless of what happened when I first got here, runners in scoring position, like I said, every day, and I can't even say every day, the next at bat, you might be presented with the same opportunity. So you got to have a short memory and just know that, you know, just because you failed last time doesn't mean you can't succeed the next. And I mean, self-confidence is something that I'm pretty good at, something that doesn't really waver. So you strike me out 10 times, I still think you suck.
two quick questions. When you came over with Starling Marte, I asked you around the batting cage, you know, about Starling. You said, hey, man, I've saw it for years. What you're seeing is what I've always seen. Well, from our perspective, we've seen a lot of Matt Olson and what he's been able to do. And now you're getting a chance to see him. He hit 35 tonight. He hits 100-plus tonight. What are your impressions of your first baseman?
First off, that's an impressive feat. 35 and 100 with a couple weeks left to go. I think that speaks volumes of what he's brought to the table. But I take it a step further. It's not just offensively that I see with him. Defensively, he's defensively sound. Ground balls, pop-ups, his feet's second. Just everything he does. He's a complete first baseman. And, I mean, I said it to somebody earlier. He's top three in my book, if not number one. I mean, that's going to be subjective to everybody. But I think after this year, he'll get some notoriety that people will realize, like, hey, you might not have heard much about this guy, but when you break it down, this dude is a top three first baseman in my eyes.
And, you know, Jay Hay, a couple of weeks ago, Trey Turner of the Dodgers had that video game kind of slide. Were you trying to do the same thing when you scored tonight? Because you had that fun slide, a big, big smile on your face as you came across home plate there later in the ballgame?
No, I let Trey have that one. I think my slide came in. It was probably 3.5 hours into the game. So I was, you know, happy to score, kind of just laid there like, all right, let me catch my breath. But, you know, it was just something that, given the way that the ball was hit going to third, I was ready for Kotz to send me. And when I saw the little bobble, Kotz sent me. So I said, all right, let me kick it in gear and slide. And they were telling me to get down. So I slid and gave me a little lane. So I just kind of laid there and just pointed like, all right, I'm tired. We got the run. We're good. But, you know, I'll leave the smooth slide pop up to Trey. I told him he could have that one, but he told me he can't high step like
me. Atta baby. Jay, thanks. I know it's been a long day. Appreciate you staying with us. And Gil, good luck getting him tomorrow afternoon.
All right, thank you.
Josh Harrison joining us. Townie, back to you.
Yeah, he's got a good personality. I like him a lot. It was fun having him on our show, Ace Cast Live, and a great job with Vince there. Let's pause for station identification right here on A's Cast.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
The number is 833-625-2278. Your phone call's next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. RingCentral is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's RingCentral time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com.
RingCentral. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
So sticky. At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Swings and drives one. Dead center. Back is Kane. To the track. At the wall. Jumps. It is gone. Matt Olson turns around Josh Hader and walks off the Brewers in game one of a three-game series.
You're listening to A's Cast.
And now the 0-1 pitch on the way is swung on and drilled to left. Way back. Yastrzemski will turn and watch, and the A's have tied it up on a ninth inning grand slam by Stephen Piscotty.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
Two balls and two strikes, and here's the offer. Fastball hit in the air to left. Back on it goes Benintendi to the track at the wall. Jumps, it's gone. What a way for Matt Olson to reach 100 RBIs and tack on another one as well. Opposite field blast, his 35th home run. He scores Elvis Andrus. It's 101 RBIs now for Matt Olson, and the A's up the advantage to 5-1. Great carry in a big ballpark for Matt Olson the other way.
He's legit. I mean, he's having a phenomenal year. There is no question about it. He will get MVP votes. He's not going to win it, but he'll get votes. And that's a special thing in your career. Let's go to Jim in Templeton. Jim, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Sure thing, Tony. Second time caller. You know, I usually listen to you the day after. on the broadcast when I'm at the gym. So when I'm there on the stationary bike, pumping away, I'm listening to you on the A's.
Nice. Track. Getting a little sweating, huh?
Well, I want to tell you, your show is a gold standard. Like I told you last time, the first time I heard you was after the Dallas Braden perfect game. We were driving home after the game, and you had an extended show that yeah. afternoon. And
no
I think
question.
You finally faded out about King City. So I've been a fan ever since. So my son Greg called a few calls ago, and I'm going to be a little more upbeat than he was. I think.
He's the Debbie Downer. Let's be honest, Jim.
You know what this game reminded me of tonight, Townie? This was one of the all-time great rivalries. I know you'd agree. Kansas City Chiefs, Oakland Raiders.
No doubt.
This was a Raider Chief game. The A's had four field goals tonight by Janikowski for 12 points. Kansas City, a touchdown, extra point, field goal for 10, and we had a goal line stand at the end to keep them out of the end zone. So that's kind of what it reminded me of. It was like a knockdown, drag-out game. So, but to offer some encouragement to the A's fans out there, a lot of fans don't know this, but in 2014, you know, we went to the playoffs. This was after we got some margin. Leslie, you know, we traded Cespedes. 2014, our last 45 games, we were 15-30. We lost 30 out of the last 45 games. You can have Commander Cody check that out. But 30 out of the last 45, we limped into the playoffs. Now, it didn't go real good. I know you remember we lost to the Royals in that game, one of the all-time great playoff games.
Yep.
So we limped in, but we still made it to the playoffs. So it could still happen. I'm going to be a glass half full guy here. I think this win may have a good effect on us, that we took all the body blows and came out on top.
Yeah, we'll see tomorrow. Thank you, Jim, for the phone call. Always appreciate it. You keep calling. We'll see tomorrow. We'll see what it looks like tomorrow. But everything is about today. You win today, use all of your best players to get that victory, and then you figure it out tomorrow. Because if you lose, there is no tomorrow. That's just a reality. And, you know, we like to talk about baseball as a marathon. This is not a marathon anymore. This is a Olympic sprint. And whatever you need. That's like whenever someone says, well, if you pitch this guy, he might not be available tomorrow. No, he's available tomorrow. If you're putting on a uniform, you're available. That's how I would look at it. And I know I say these things and some people just don't agree, but I'm like, who am I saving? Who? We're the A's. We get different players every year. Who am I saving this guy for? Now, I don't want to put a guy in harm's way, but let's be honest. Yeah, you can throw multiple days. You can. And most of these guys are young, and they can go 3 days in a row. Stop it. Stop babying these guys. CC Sabathia was going on 3 days rest. I actually have a baseball here in my home studio, and I wasn't at this game. The Yankees were in town. I was on the road with the Raiders. But CC Sabathia, this ball is beat up too. It is a beat up BP ball. But I have a CC Sabathia signed baseball that I keep in my home studio. Why? Because I have so much respect for that man. He's a warrior. What that guy did with the Milwaukee Brewers when he got traded, with everything on the line, think about that. He had free agency on the line. Give me the ball every 3 days. I'm going to carry us into the postseason. That's what a winner does. That's what a winner does. As Mike Singletary once said, I want winners. No, it didn't work out for Samurai Mike, but that's what makes your legacy. That's what makes you who you are. The great ones, They don't run from it. They don't go five and dive. The great ones want it. They need it. They thrive on it. CC Sabathia was going every 3 days, old school. And he was going to be a free agent, and he got paid for it. God bless him. I don't have many signs, you know. I don't have a lot of signed stuff. I'm not a collector, never been. But I got this beat-up ball with CC Sabathia's autograph on it. And I've kept it in my home studio now for a couple of years because I respect that kid from Vallejo who grew up in Vallejo and knows the tough streets of Vallejo. And that stayed with him his entire life. He's a baller. That's why you look at certain guys, you go, that's a baller. Starling Marte is a baller. Ricky Henderson, a baller. Dave Stewart, who we're going to have on Friday. Are you going to ride with Dave Stewart? I'm telling you right now, I would have loved to play with Stu. Like, you want to go into a playoff game? I want Dave Stewart out on the mound. A must-win game, I want Dave Stewart. Because it's not always just about velocity. It's not just always about ability. It's what you got inside your chest. It's called your heart. How much heart do you got? What do you got in between your ears? Your brain and your heart. Everybody throws hard. Everybody can hit. Everybody can run. Everybody can throw. But who are you as a person and as a winner? Are you a winner? Is Dave Stewart the hardest thrower of the baseball you've ever seen? No. Did Dave Stewart have the best stuff you'd ever seen? No. But what was inside his chest? What was in his mind is what made him great. People talk about winning baseball games is not a big deal. Tell that to Dave Stewart. Because all that guy did was win 20 games every single year. Let's go to Dan in Westwood. Dan, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Yeah, I want to know where it came that we have to have the closer at the end of the game only pitch one inning every, you know, game if he's available. Why can't they pitch two innings? You just had to extend their innings, correct, as relievers and starters. What happened to that? I mean, the old A's in the 72, you don't know, they pitched multiple innings if Raleigh Fingers couldn't pitch. Isn't that correct?
Go back. I mean, if you want to talk about Raleigh, you want to talk about Goose Gossage, you want to talk about the old school, like Bruce Sutter, the old school closers, they could go multiple innings.
Yeah. I mean, the guys that we got, I mean, tonight I'm going, oh my gosh, here we go again. 12-7, then boom, 12-10, two guys on second, third. Boy, that was almost a bad situation if they'd scored those two runs. But what's the difference between now and last year as far as the way we lose our relievers? Isn't there a rule they changed that they have to pitch to three batters, each reliever, before you bring the other guy in?
Yeah, you have to pitch to three guys, or you get out of the inning, and then you don't have to pitch to three guys. But, yeah, if I bring you in – and there's nobody out, you got to at least pitch to three guys.
Is that a big difference if the way the bullpens are made this year?
As
Oakland A's?
Basically, what they tried to get rid of is the left-handed pitcher coming in to face the left-handed batter. He comes in, gets the one lefty out, and then you make the pitching change. Because they understand that every pitching change adds extra amount of minutes to the game. Even though the pitching change is sponsored and teams make money off of that, the reality is that's what they wanted to get rid of. They wanted to get rid of you come in, pitch to one guy, and then you leave.
Yeah, did anybody take a stat on how that's affecting the relievers this year versus last year? There's a stat on that?
Well, they were doing that last year, too, but I don't think, and thank you, Dan, for the phone call. You're a pitcher. Go out there and get people out. I mean, what are we talking about? You got to be able to get righties out. You got to be able to get lefties out. I'm not big into the specialty guys. You know, you're a funky left-hander, and I'm going to pay you just to come in and face one guy, and then you're done for the night. Now, how has that rule affected the game? I haven't really thought about it. All I know is this. Every single time a manager walks out to the mound, makes a change, and then the reliever comes in and he does his eight tosses, that adds minutes to every single game. And what happens when that happens? We play commercials, whether it's on TV or radio. So every single time there's a pitching change, that's minutes. That just adds to the length of the game. And now some of you will say, well, Chris, I'm old school. I don't care. Well, okay. Did you look at the crowd in Kansas City tonight at the end of the game? Kids got school the next day. This is the central time zone. Like, what time did Robert, what time did this game end our time? Was it like 8-something? So that's 10 o'clock there. And I can tell you, having been at both the – I've been to the Kansas City Chiefs and the Royals Stadium, it's not in town. There's a lot – I mean, it's kind of out there. It ended after 9, so that's – that's better. That's after 11 o'clock on a school night. And now you got to drive all the way back into town. I mean, when we were – when our cameras were going into the stands, there wasn't a lot of people there. And it's not because they don't do well, but how many people can stay up? You got to go to work the next day. Your kids got to go to school. Four-hour games are not good for our sport. And that's one of the things. Pitching changes add time to the game. It's fact. We have these commercial logs, right? We have commercials just for pitching changes. And the more that manager goes out there, the longer the game's going to be. Isn't it amazing when you watch a no-hitter or you watch a guy pitch a complete game, how fast the game goes versus using 5 to 6 relievers? It's a whole different ballgame. All right, the number is 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
How many of you have pets? My hand's raised. Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life, and that pet is lucky to have you too. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. So we developed Bob's for Dogs and Cats to help pets in need. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear or fun, stylish apparel, or even the cutest Bob's pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love to help save shelter pets. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and raised over $7 million. So while you're getting style and comfort with features like Skechers' famous memory foam cushioning, you're also helping to save an adorable pet in need and helping another lucky owner be connected with a future best friend and companion. Because happiness is having a loving pet by your side. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The pitch is moving up a day.
Antonio's animation studio needs a 3D designer today.
What are we going to do?
Someone who's as artistic as they are organized.
How are we going to get all this done? What about the production schedule?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
At the Honda Summer Sales Event, one summer adventure leads to another. Start with a great offer on a new Honda and be on your way to remote beach weekends, deep forest discoveries, and sunsets next to a campfire that you built yourself. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2021 Honda CR-V, Ridgeline, or the all-new 2022 Civic.
Excludes Civic Type R. See dealer for financing details.
Hey, A's fans, want to get away? Southwest Airlines has you covered. Southwest Airlines offers direct flights from Oakland to Hawaii, where you can catch some rays, ride the waves, or relax on the beach. Not a Rapid Rewards member? Sign up for free today to earn points when you fly. Learn more at southwest.com. Southwest Airlines, an official partner of the Oakland A's.
You hear that? It's not just another sound effect. It's the sound of your life changing. Say goodbye to mediocrity and every normal phone you've had before. Unfold a whole new world with Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G and Z Fold 3 5G. Get more screens, more style, more attention. Take a break from toggling between select apps and take hands-free selfies. Take notice of everyone noticing you and show them how to live this life. Buy your Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G or Z Fold 3 5G at Samsung.com. 5G connection and availability may vary. Check with carrier.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
All right, here's Chafin, lefty on lefty at the belt. And he throws to O'Hearn. It's swung on and bounced back to Chafin. Knocks it down, picks it up, throws to first for the out, and the ball game is over. A well-hit ball right up the middle, right off at Chafin. Not sure if that ball gets through, if it winds up in center field, and the game might be tied, but the A's will take it.
This is A's Clubhouse.
You bet, Ken Korak. Thank God that happened. I can't even imagine what this show would have been like if he doesn't knock that down and get the out. 17 more tries. Five teams looking for two spots. This is what happens when you don't take care of business. Your destiny is not in your own hands. But you keep winning. You just got to get in. Everybody who gets into the tournament, because it is a tournament. We like to think of baseball not that way, but it is a tournament. If you get in, you got a shot. Let's go to Nate in Patterson. Nate, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Tony, well, a win's a win, huh?
Any way you can do it, you got to take it.
The win's a win. Doesn't matter how ugly. I thought we were going to have the last night all over again, but they surprised me and pulled it out. So we'll take it and go to the yard and hope for another one tomorrow. Before I forget, look up Mike Mussina yelling at Joe Torre. That did happen in a game. Torre went to walk out of the dugout. Mike Mussina told him, get back in the dugout. If you look that up on YouTube, that's a pretty funny clip.
I love it.
But, yeah, I mean, hey, at this point, a win's a win, and we'll take all of them that we can get. But funny story, I couldn't call him last night, but last night when they were going back and forth with the guy about the ball, the first home run ball, Mike Matheny hit his first grand slam in Oakland when he was on the Brewers back in the mid-90s. And my brother got the ball, actually. It was when they were doing all the construction. And a construction worker threw my brother the ball. Someone came over, and long story short, we got to give Matheny the ball after the game. They brought us down behind the big net. We watched the bottom of the ninth. From there, Brewers ended up winning, and we got to give Matheny the ball after the game. So,
did you get anything?
Two signed Matheny balls. He signed. I mean, I was like eight. My brother was 10 at the time. Matheny just autographed us a ball. I remember the whole team walked by us and gave us high fives as they were going to the Duck clubhouse. Matt Matheny got two autographed Matheny balls, and that was that because he was a rookie. So,
yeah. Nowadays, you're going to get like a jersey, a bat, and you'll get all kinds of things now.
I thought it was funny last night to hear that the guy requested Salvador Perez's autograph. I don't know if that's true. I heard that story. It's like, oh, maybe the guy that hit the home run too, but no, I'll just take Perez's. But
well, you know, I would start my negotiations with I want season tickets, and then I'd work from there, which obviously they're going to be like, meh. But then again, it's Kansas City. They may be like, hey, yeah, here you go, 81 games, 82 games.
You never know. Someone, I mean, yeah. But, yeah, start a season tickets, work your way down.
Yeah, because you think, because you're going to get 81 games plus like a couple preseason, like, hey, I'm in.
Yeah, and I mean, hey, a team like the Royals who, like the A's, don't exactly bring in the million, someone wants to be there 81 games a year, hey, here's a ticket, put a butt in the seat, bring a friend, I don't know.
And oh, by the way, I also want spring training.
There you go. Throw spring training in into the deal.
I don't know when I'm going, but I want spring training too.
We'll tune in tomorrow and hope for another win, because at this point, hey, if you turn it around, you never know. But they got to be playing a lot better if they want us to believe that they're going to do anything, because I think a win, you score 12 runs, your offense puts out 12 runs, and you win by two, and you're supposed to be tuning up for the playoffs. I mean, it's not. So, you never know. We'll see what these last 17 games bring.
Yeah, it is what it is. Thank you for the phone call. Yeah, all we can do is worry about tomorrow. Friday doesn't matter. Friday doesn't matter if you don't win on Thursday. And then the same thing on Saturday, Sunday. I mean, the division at this point, I mean, Houston would have to crumble, which I don't think is going to happen. So now it's about the wild card. You're one of five teams with a chance. One of five. What are you going to do? Let's go to Ed in Oakland. Ed, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Thank you. Chris, on the subject of pitchers being pulled too soon with low pitch counts, isn't this about sore arms? I mean, wasn't it a certain time in baseball history, so to speak, that all of a sudden pitchers started getting sore arms that pitchers hadn't had before? I'm sitting on an 88-year-old ass, so I remember a lot of baseball. And it seems to me that it was in the 60s that I first heard the word slider. I don't remember that. I was living in Los Angeles listening to Dodger games. Not rooting for them, but listening to the games. And I remember this word slider. What is it? I thought. It's not a curveball, apparently.
Nope.
But it seemed to me I made the association between sore arms and sliders. And maybe sore arms and throwing 98, 99, and 100 miles an hour. But it's about sore arms, isn't it? And aren't these managers and ownership, aren't they worried about all their pitchers being injured? Is there any statistic on how often pitchers have arm injuries compared to, you know, many years ago? But I'll tell you the truth. I have to trust Bob Melvin and everybody else. I've always thought that the pitcher with a quick hook, the manager with the quick hook is more effective than the manager who has patience. I just don't agree with you about pitchers being pulled too soon. Although I called you the other night when Manaea was pulled with 86 pitches. That really was a mistake, I think, but by Bob Melvin. But you know, that's when they were in Toronto. But generally, I just don't want to second guess any manager for pulling a pitcher. They know something, and there's a lot of sore arms. So tell me, don't you think there's more sore arms than there used to be in with pitchers than there used to be in baseball?
No.
Don't you think that's a recent, and recent can be 40, 50 years with me,
well,
but don't you think that's a recent development?
No, I think it's a philosophy change. Like, we see sports, how sports are played, we just see things change. I mean, we've seen it in all sports. You know, baseball is a sport that has had less change than the other sports, but the way that you play, and it's a copycat league. I mean, if you remember back in the day, Joe Montana and the 49ers were never in shotgun. Now every quarterback is in shotgun. Back in the day, guys didn't shoot, even though there was a three-point line, they shot like one or two threes a game. Now they're shooting a bazillion threes. So we see sports evolve, and this protection of pitchers in modern-day baseball, I don't understand what we're protecting them from.
We're protecting them from sore arms.
Yeah,
we're
but they're still getting
worried about their sore arms.
But they're getting more Tommy John than ever before. You're using them less, and they're getting hurt more. That's facts.
Oh, I don't know if we're using them less because of all the Tommy John and sore arms.
But you're using them less, and they're getting hurt more than ever before. Why?
Well, I wouldn't say it like that. I'd say we're using them less because there are so many sore arms. But anyway, I just wanted to express that opinion with you. And I'd like to be a Debbie Downer for just a little bit
here.
No,
why are you going to end my show being a Debbie Downer?
Oh, am I ending your show? Well
I'm going to have Bob Melvin on after this, but you're my last caller, so I don't want you to be Debbie Downer.
All right, Chris, let me just say this. You know, the A's are snake bit. There's something wrong with this season. They had a good team, a winning team, and all of a sudden we got these three players, these wonderful three players, Harrison and Marte and the catcher, and yet it didn't make them bigger winners. I just don't get it. Well, I do get it. Our pitching staff collapsed. But anyway, we've had a lot of bad luck. We've had some good years, but we've had a lot of bad luck. And don't categorize the following as Debbie Downer stuff, but we've been losing and breaking even with mediocre teams, and now we've got to go face Seattle and Houston. I'm going to go to two of those games. I hope we're in contention while I'm there. I'll go anyway, but I dread that we're not in contention by the time I get to the last day of the season with Houston. Anyway, I just wanted to say, you know, don't expect too much. We got some – when you're behind three and a half games, I think that's what you said earlier. I didn't look on the internet at the standings today, but if we're behind 3.5 games and there's three teams ahead of us, that's a whole different thing than trying to catch one team. We got to catch three teams. It's a big chore. So that's my Debbie Downer. I just want to be realistic. Oh, one more thing. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'd like to know what's so clever about Al Davis saying, just win, baby. I'm so tired of hearing that. Just win, baby. Big deal. You know, the object is to win. And when you break camp in spring training, you're supposed to you want to win 162 games. Maybe one day, if baseball is played in eternity, someone will win 162 games. That's what you're supposed to do. Just win, baby. I'm so tired of hearing that. Just win, baby. Big deal. Maybe that's why the Raiders stopped winning. They weren't inspired by those kinds of words.
Well, it is what it is. Thank you, Ed. That's funny. All right, here is Bob Melvin with the media after this win.
Get started with Shayna Rubin.
Hey, Bob. Got a little dicey there at the end, but what'd you think about the offense's ability to get as many runs and hits as they did, season high hits?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you just don't feel like you can stop. So you have to continue to add on. I mean, getting four in the seventh was huge. Our offense probably right now is as good as it's been all year. Scoring a lot of runs. We're just having a tough time holding the other teams down right now. I'd like to think at some point in time it's going to even out. We're going to get it all together. But I think more than anything, it was just good to get a win tonight.
Steve Berman.
Hey, Bob, how much of the last few weeks aged you just with what's been going on?
You know, no gray hairs, amazingly. I haven't had a gray hair issue at this point in time in my life, but yeah, you know, it's been probably as tough a stretch on one side as I can remember, but you know, you always have to be optimistic that we're going to ride through that and we're going to get it all together at the right time. Again, we just need to enjoy a win tonight and not turn it into like a defeat because it got dicey at the end.
Go to
Matt. That answers your question for you.
Hey, Bob. Before the got kind of interesting late, just how encouraging were Trevino's two innings and just the sort of what he was able to give you there?
Yeah, you know, I thought about not sending him out for the second inning, but, you know, again, we just had to try to nail a game down. So, unfortunately, threw a lot of pitches, had to throw two innings, but it allows him to work on some things. Had some strikeouts, used his curveball, used his changeup, used all his pitches, and felt pretty good when he came out. So all in all, I think it was a good outing for him.
And then at the time, the double play that got you guys out of the fourth that started by Harrison,
yeah.
How kind of pivotal a play was that just with the way that inning was going?
Yeah, and now when you look back on it, it was huge. And a really hard hit ball that everybody made good plays all the way across the diamond on. So at that point in time, it felt like, okay, it just got us out of an inning. There's a lot of game left to be played. But if that one gets out of hand a little bit more, you know, Manaea's out of the game and it's a whole different story. So huge play in a very, very long game.
Go back to Shayna Rubin.
What did you think about what Manaea was able to do today?
Yeah, you know, just the one inning, you know, got away from him a little bit, but we needed five out of him today. Was able to go back out there again and give us another inning. You know, maybe not his best outing, giving up five runs, but in a game when your team's scoring a lot and what you're trying to do is hold leads, even though he threw quite a few pitches in five innings, I thought his stuff was pretty good.
Let's finish with Jess Kleinschmidt.
Hey, Bob, I have a two-parter for you. Matt Olson got his first career 100 RBI season. What can you say about that feat? And is he okay after that foul ball?
Yeah, I hope so. Fouled it off his back knee. He's about as tough a guy as we have. So we'll see how he's doing tomorrow. I know it was smart and pretty good, and he wanted to stay in the game. But 100 RBIs, I mean, that's a real milestone. I mean, those are the elite guys, run producers, home run hitters. He's got 35 or whatever home runs. 100 RBIs over, and, you know, still has some time left. So it's just, he's becoming one of the better players in the game and a guy that you really rely on to knock in big runs for you.
100 RBIs, it's a big deal. There's no question about it. And this guy is a premier player, no question, Major League Baseball. Here he is on NBC Sports California.
Speaking of having an Olson in the lineup, Stu, how about having an Olson on our show? Maddie joins us from Kansas City. Ole, it's Brody and Stu here in the studio. Thanks for doing this. Before anything else in the game and your home run, I got to ask, how's the knee doing?
Oh. Okay. Ooh. Okay. How's the knee and the back doing, apparently?
Yeah, that's cold.
Sorry, I didn't see that coming. I would have warned you.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up there. I fouled that one off the knee. You know, I've hit every spot on my front leg, but when you go back knee, that surprises you, went numb a little bit. But, you know, that ice water will cool it down a little bit.
Look like TK trying to do his part there. Stu, go ahead.
Oh, yep. This is Stu, man. I've considered you to be the key piece in that lineup. Over the last couple of years for this team, and even last year in a season where you didn't feel you had your best year, what's the biggest adjustment that you've made in regards to just hitting for average this year?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to, you know, make an effort of you know, shortening the bad streaks and finding ways to produce even when you're not feeling good. You know, there's going to be a certain amount of games where you're hot and you can hit anything. There's going to be a certain amount of games where you're cold and you can't hit anything. And, you know, those games in between are you know, really important ones. You got to find a way to grind it out and, find a way to produce get on base, drive guys in.
Ole, opposite field looked great on you tonight, 35 homers on the season. But also this, now 100 RBI for the first time in your career. I hope you tack on many more. And I also obviously hope you get to flirting with 40. But what I wanted to ask here in closing it out with you, I know this has been a rough go for you guys in the month of September. What is it like on the inside of that clubhouse? Because on the outside, I mean, we see you guys grinding away even in a game like tonight. What's it really like on the inside as you go through this?
Yeah, you said it. It's obviously been a little bit of a grind. We haven't, been playing our best baseball, but, we're still in an opportunity to make the playoffs, get hot and find ourselves being hot in the playoffs. And that's a dangerous thing when this team's rolling on all cylinders. So we're excited. We got the chance to do something and get in the playoffs and make a run. So we're going to set our goal for that.
Ole, thanks for doing this. We'll let you get some real ice on the knee now, not the ice bucket thing, I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
The cold ice, not good. Now it's time to see what's on deck, presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber, for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. 11:10 first pitch, Blackburn against Lynch. And we'll have A's Total Access for you at 10:10 in the morning. The great Shooty Babbitt is going to join us. And we're also going to have Memories with Steve Vucinich. So everybody sleep fast. It's going to be Breakfast with Townie. 11:10 first pitch. We'll have A's Total Access at 10:10. A big win tonight for the A's. Only 17 left. There's a lot of drama coming all of our ways. No question about it. Thank you for listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. Ring Central is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's Ring Central time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com. Ring Central. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
At the Honda Summer Sales Event, one summer adventure leads to another. Start with a new Honda and be on your way to desert treks, lakeside getaways, and mountain paths so remote you need an actual map. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2021 Honda Accord and 0% APR on the 2021 HR-V or Pilot.
See dealer for financing details.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse. That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Allstate, we've been saying you're in good hands for a long time. But what exactly does that mean? Does it mean you're protected from life's uncertainties? Does it mean you can worry less and live a little more? Does it mean you're not alone, even when things get kind of hard? Actually, yes. Yes, it does. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
A's fans, get to the Coliseum for the biggest matchup of the season. The Houston Astros roll into the town for a 3-game set against the A's Friday, September 24th through Sunday, September 26th. Tickets are selling quickly for this epic showdown between the two American League rivals. Don't miss your chance to see the A's make their final push for the postseason.
Tony drills one down the right field line. If it's fair, it's got a chance. And gone!
Tickets are available at athletics.com.
And they're loving it at the Coliseum.
has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Brantley going back at the track, right to the wall. He'll turn and watch it fly. And the A's take a 1-0 lead.
On the run back is Cannon to the wall. Jumps at the wall. He's got it. A Joe Rudy type catch against the wall.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'sCast on your device for access to exclusive A's content, including pre and post game for every game.
Laureano going back at the track, right to the wall. He's there, and he makes a phenomenal catch.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of Oakland A's Baseball.